Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for a special edition of SCU and Wally! Your host, Stephen Err, will be previewing the 2015 NFL season. Does he think his Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl? How will Miami do this year? Will we shock the world? Find out. Here only on SCU and Wally! On MSL Radio. Stephen Err, take it away.
I love that. I love that intro. I just heard it before the show and I was like, this is a great intro. That's just because it's Fox Sports. That's where we're going here on MSL Radio. We are taking the Andrew Powell show. We're bringing it to Fox Sports in just a few weeks. But we're not here for that. We're here for football, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the season did technically begin on Thursday, but that was two teams. There are still 30 other teams that got to play tomorrow. Well, not 30 other teams tomorrow. Let me think. 26 teams playing tomorrow, 4 playing on Monday. But point being, tomorrow is the first football Sunday of 2015. And this is the 2015 NFL preview show, a special episode of SCU and Wally. I'm SCU. Wally will be on, hopefully will be on a little later. So I'm going ahead, I'm going to get this thing going. And I hate to do it to you, but I'm going to get started with the Deflategate. I understand. Deflategate happens, what is it, September now? It happened probably more than 7 months ago, almost 8 months ago. It's time to let it go. But the thing is, so much happened in Deflategate that things just started popping up, like different scenarios. Like, I used to think, now that Brady's going to be out, because I assumed Brady's going to be suspended for 4 games. I assumed it. Unfortunately, now he's not. But when he was, when there was no appeal or anything like that, all I could think was, this helps the Dolphins so much in the AFC because they have a great team, a very great team. Yes, they had a great team last year. But that great team last year finished 8-8. This great team this year is not starting 8-8. We'll get to that in a second. Deflategate. If you don't know what it is, you're living under a rock. We'll start with that. But I will tell you what it is because I'm that guy. Deflategate is what is known as the 2014 AFC Championship game for the Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots. Just let me get a start. The Patriots won the game 45-7. But that's not the point of the game. The point of the game was balls were deflated by, I don't even know how to measure it. I don't remember how to measure it, but balls were deflated. Case in point, balls were deflated in a game. And the NFL went crazy over this. The media, not the NFL media, the ESPN, the Fox Sports, CBS Sports, NBC Sports, Sports Illustrated, they went crazy with deflated balls. Now, I'm pretty sure half of America is going to agree with me. How stupid can you get? You're worrying about balls being deflated. And not even that, this had nothing to do with how the Patriots played. It had nothing to do with the Colts played at all. Because the Patriots still kicked their ass in that game. But for those that do know the Deflategate, don't know what happened. Tom Brady, this is 4-game suspension was upheld. He's already played the first game. They won 28-21 with Steelers, and he will play the next 3 games. So that's basically all I have for Deflategate. It's over. Done. No more. As for the whole headset gate thing, enough. I'm tired of the NFL just trying to make Brady the Patriots so stupid, because there's no reason for the Patriots to be doing anything more stupid that they already have done. Spygate, Flakegate, Headsetgate. If they're doing Headsetgate, this is true. If this comes up, the Patriots actually did this. Patriots are a sorry franchise for doing stupid stuff. because they're a great franchise. Four Super Bowls, you know, all the works. Why do you need to cheat? I don't understand. But getting to the next topic, because we're not going to play the game. I'm done with it for good. Miami Dolphins. Obviously, we got to talk Miami Dolphins. Miami sports and lifestyle here. Because the Miami Dolphins have had the offseason that basically 31 of the NFL teams wish they had. 31 of the teams. It all started, I think, back in March. The Dolphins signed former Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. And everybody looked at the Dolphins and were like, oh, sugar, honey, iced tea, we are in trouble. Because Ndamukong Suh is the toughest defensive player in the league. Toughest. And next to him, second toughest, Cameron Wake. These two together, you better watch out. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake are coming to town. And no, that's not even it. The Dolphins have a great secondary. Brent Grimes. You don't know who Brent Grimes is. Look up Brent Grimes interceptions. You'll see he made a one-handed interception. I think it was week 9 last season against the Detroit Lions. He mossed Calvin Johnson. Obviously, he had a lot of interceptions. He had five interceptions throughout the season. One was returned for a touchdown. Brent Grimes went to the Pro Bowl. At this season, Brent Grimes is looking to do better than that. So, Cameron Wake, you got Ndamukong Suh, and you have Brent Grimes, as well as other defensive players that will make an impact on the Dolphins team. On the offensive side of the ball, Lamar Miller, Michael James, I don't care what anybody says, Michael James is a great running back. He was a great running back at Oregon. I wish the Niners had used him more than they did. They have Frank Gore, who's old. He's in his late 30s now. But Michael James is still young. He's in his mid-20s. So the Dolphins need to take advantage of Michael James. In the run game, and I'm pretty sure he's in the special team game as well as a kick return or punt return. One of those two. As well as running back, obviously. And then there's the icing on the cake. Fourth round pick out of Boise State. My man, Jay Ajayi. I love this guy. I tell you. I watched him in the Fiesta Bowl. Boise State went to the Fiesta Bowl. I forget who they played. This guy had a game of his life. Game of his life. He scored like 3 touchdowns in this game. And he went fourth round. It stuns me how good players can go so low. Like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was a great quarterback at Wisconsin and NC State. Went the third round. The guys went to Super Bowls. Now, obviously the difference in quarterback and running back, and Jay Ajayi is injured right now. So his season is not looking good. He's not supposed to miss the whole season, but he's going to miss part of the season. But when he comes back healthy, Jay Ajayi is going to be great on this Miami Dolphins team. The wide receiving, the receiving corps, Jordan Cameron out of Cleveland. He's an amazing tight end. You got to watch film on him to see what I'm talking about. And then there's no arguing. Greg Jennings is one of the greatest receivers to ever play the game. And it's not because he played with Brett Favre. No, it's not. Greg Jennings does great by himself. He did great in Minnesota and in Green Bay. And he's going to do great in Miami. Now, I said earlier in the show that Dolphins were going to win the East. Well, I didn't say that. I'm saying it now, but I did say that Brady being suspended would help the Dolphins. While Brady's not being suspended, the Dolphins can still make noise in the AFC East. And don't be surprised if the Dolphins take the AFC East title from the Patriots in 2015. Since Brady was drafted in 2000, here's a crazy stat for you. Since Brady was drafted in 2000, two teams in the AFC East have won the AFC East. Patriots and the Dolphins. And the only season the Dolphins won the AFC East during this time was 2008. And that's because Brady was injured. They didn't have a good team that year. They had to go up against Brett Favre to win the East last game of the season. Chad Pennington. Chad Pennington, the bust. Right? Am I right or am I right? Now, things are so different in Miami. Ryan Tannehill is much better than the former quarterbacks that we've seen over the years. Dan Marino left. He's so much better than the past few quarterbacks that I've seen. So look out. Miami, we got Nations. The Dolphins are going to make noise in the AFC East with the New England Patriots. Moving from the AFC East, I'm going to move on to what I call the NFC Least. And the reason I say the NFC Least is because each team in this division has a terrible defense. Terrible defense. But you know what? They all make up for it in the offense. And I'm going to start with who else but my Dallas Cowboys. Well, you don't realize the Dallas Cowboys are a running back away from making a Super Bowl. And I'm going to explain why I'm saying that. Romo has broken records set by Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman won 3 Super Bowls. No, Romo's not going to win 3 Super Bowls, more likely. He won't. But he's setting records. He's breaking Troy Aikman's records. That shows that he's a great quarterback, despite choking in the playoffs or not being good in December, whoever the hell you haters want to call it. Romo's a great quarterback, and he has great receivers and a great tight end to prove it with Cole Beasley, Dez Bryant, and Jason Witten. That offensive line is the reason DeMarco Murray ran for 1,600 yards last season. Yes, our defense was messed up. Sean Lee was injured. Markley Warren's out for the season. Rolando McClain got injured. We finished 12-4. If it wasn't for that freaking catch, and I hate this so much, I wish Casey's on, because I could tell her, week 14 when the Cowboys visit the Packers and get revenge, we would have beaten Seattle in the championship game. Because we had done a week 6, we would have met the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So, I'm not saying we're going to the Super Bowl, Cowboys, but it's damn well possible if we get the right running back out of 3 we have. Moving on to the Giants. The Giants obviously have great offense. You got Victor Cruz on one side. He's come back from his ACL injury. He's a great wide receiver. He makes the greatest moves. He can catch any ball that's thrown away, basically. He jumps up for it, reaches out for it, whatever he does. And then everybody knows rookie sensation. He's now a second-year player. Odell Beckham Jr. A lot of people know Odell Beckham Jr. For his one catch against the Cowboys with one-handed touchdown. That's not all he did, though. After Cruz got injured, Beckham stepped up. He finished with 12 touchdowns in 12 games. How crazy is that? Like, you'll never see that again. Or we may see it again, but it's going to be a long while until you see someone catch 12 touchdowns in 12 games. Not only that, the Giants picked up Shane Vereen, who's a great outside runner. He was with the Patriots when they won the Super Bowl. He had a pretty big part in them winning the Super Bowl. Now he's with the Giants. Obviously, I might go with the defense side. Because the only guy they had on the defense was Jason Pierre-Paul. And Sports Illustrated just put out a report for the show. People in the Giants organization fear JPP will be out for the season. He won't even play the season, so we're on top of the Giants' defense. Moving on to the Philadelphia Eagles. Chip Kelly is an idiot. Let me just make that loud and clear. Chip Kelly is an idiot for trading Sam Bradford. Wow. Chip Kelly is an idiot for trading Nick Foles for Sam Bradford. Nick Foles threw 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in 2013. He got injured in 2014. He was going to come back and do it all over again. Why would you trade him for a guy that's 18-30-1 as a starter? Has torn his ACL twice. That makes absolutely no sense. None at all. None. And that's Chip Kelly's starting quarterback for Monday night against the Falcons. Sam Bradford. Now, I'm not bashing the Eagles because they will do good. They will. But not because of the passing game. No way to the passing game. The passing game is going to be terrible. That running game is what's going to help the Eagles get to a 6-10 record. I'll put that in the NFC's 6-10 record. And that's because of the running game. They have three great running backs. DeMarco Murray, I'm not even going there with why he, how much I am disappointed in Jerry Jones for letting him go. Bryan Matthews from San Diego, nice running back. I saw him in college, saw him in the NFL. He's good. He's just injury prone. If he can stay healthy, he can do a lot. And Darren Sproles, who is not just, he's versatile. He can catch the ball, he can run the ball, he can do whatever you need him to do. Return the ball, punt return, kick return. Versatile guy. Point being, Philadelphia Eagles' run game will help him get to a 6-10 record. Top run game in the league, bottom passing game in the league. And finally, we get to the Washington Redskins, who, by the way, the Miami Dolphins face tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Pretty sure that game will be on CBS because it's the AFC away game. But anyway, Redskins, they are just a big mess. It all starts with former second-round pick Robert Griffin III. Now, nobody expected Robert Griffin III to be where he is now. He is a third-string quarterback right now behind Colt McCoy. Starting quarterback Kirk Cousins. It's not a problem because RG3, since 2012, it's rookie season, rookie of the year. I think he had rookie of the year. 5-15 as a starter. 5 wins, 15 losses. He deserves to be third string. Kirk Cousins, yeah, we don't know what Kirk Cousins do. He only played one game against Cleveland. But Kirk Cousins, I believe he's from Michigan State. He was good there. So I'm thinking he's going to be a lot better than RG3 in Washington. So for the NFC East, I have Cowboys winning it because they probably have the greatest offense. That O-line can help any running back, really.
Hey, SCU.
What's up? This is Andrew Powell, CEO and founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that Wally is with you now.
Steve-O!
Hey, dude. All right, we have SCU and Wally back. It's been about a month and a half since we've been on the show. Casey, I was just talking about the NFC East. How Kirk Cousins is better than RG3. The Cowboys are running back away from Super Bowl. The Giants' defense sucks because JPP is afraid. People on the Giants are afraid to be up for season. And the Eagles have the worst passing game for the running game. You have a take on anything I just said?
Well, I think, you know, I agree with you obviously on Washington. They're obviously broken in many ways. And just that whole organization's a mess. But, and then, like, I agree with you. The Giants, you know, their defense, you know, there's people that are saying that the Giants could pull something out, but I am not in that camp. I think it's going to come down to Philly and Dallas. And Dallas, you know, you worry about the running game. You worry about the cornerback position. Philly, it's, you know, it's all up in the air with Philly. Like, the whole thing comes down to quarterback, I think. Philly, like, everybody's on, you know, pins and needles seeing if Sam Bradford and his, you know, knees can stay healthy. If he can, I think they have a shot. But I'm probably leaning a little bit more towards Dallas as far as the NFC East goes.
So am I. Again, we're running back away from Super Bowl. And we have Christy Michael from Seattle, so I'm pretty sure if I'm Jason Garrett, I want to start him over King, what's his name, Darren McFadden. But anyway, we're done with the NFCs now because we have a lot to get to. We only have about 10 minutes left. Oakland Raiders. No, I'm not ready to get there right now. We're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills. Chris Berman always says, nobody circles the wagon. Like the Buffalo Bills. Well, I think it's time to stop circling that wagon. I'm sick of hearing the Bills hype. Because the Bills, what's the hype? Sammy Watkins is the hype with the Buffalo Bills. Everyone's excited. Oh, my God, we got Rex Ryan. We got LeSean McCoy. Who cares? Rex Ryan was 4-12 last season. LeSean McCoy his numbers are down. They're going down. Yeah, they have good defense. They have Mario Williams. They just signed Martell. I forget his name. They just signed a defensive player to a $100 million contract. But they're still not going to compete with the Patriots or the Dolphins.
No. I mean, they might give them a little trouble on defense, obviously. But, I mean, you can't go all in on Buffalo's Kool-Aid and all that stuff, you know, start drinking that. Because, you know, it's just the offense, you know, Tyrod Taylor had glimpses of, you know, great play. But same time, I mean, you know, your defense can only take you so far.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Enough of the Bills hype. Leaving it at that because we have 10 minutes left and a lot more to get to. Oakland Raiders can make noise. They have a great defensive line, Justin Tuck. Khalil Mack, they just signed Alden Smith, and their offense. Derek Carr is a great quarterback, despite them starting 0-10 last season. Great quarterback. He did great things. And now he has a stellar wide receiver, Amari Cooper. Oakland has been in the bottom of the NFC, AFC West for a while. But I got a different team there now. San Diego.
Yeah, I mean,
I got San Diego at the bottom of the AFC West. Go ahead. You can go ahead and say what you said.
No, I was going to say, too, like, Oakland has, you know, veteran Charles Woodson, and he, obviously, you know, he was former Packer, but he's still pretty serviceable on defense. Like, he's still making plays, so that adds to that part of it. But, yeah, I mean, Oakland, I think, you know, is finally maybe climbing back up that hill again.
No, definitely. I'm not saying playoff bounds.
No.
Maybe 7-9. They still have a year or two until they get back on the playoff train. Casey, is there a rebuttal to me saying the Chargers will finish last in the AFC West? Because I know you were a San Diego native for a while.
You think they're going to finish last?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay.
You got a rebuttal? I'll explain myself. I don't want to hear your rebuttal.
No, I just think they're going to be ahead of Oakland. Like, Kansas City, again, you know, I've always had my issues with Alex Smith as far as, you know, with the wide receivers, but he's shown that he's been able to connect with them, you know, a little bit now. But I still would put San Diego at Oakland.
I would put Oakland at San Diego because San Diego doesn't have really good wide receivers. All they have is really is Antonio Gates. He's a tight end. He's out for the first 4 games of the season. That's going to hurt the Chargers. And I'm pissed the Chargers, by the way. Taking Melvin Gordon over the Cowboys because he was projected to go to Dallas. But moving on, Heyman is left. Let's just go straight to the playoffs. Obviously, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Colts, the Dolphins. And then on the NFC side, you have Seahawks, Packers, Cowboys. It's basically going to be basically the same teams we saw last season in the playoffs again this season.
Yeah, I mean, like, the NFC South is the intriguing part because, again, it's like everybody's got deficiencies, like, on that end. So it's curious to see who comes out. But I have a feeling with what Carolina lost with Calvin Benjamin, you know, Cam Newton's not doesn't have many other wide receivers to choose from. You know, Carolina's not going to sail through kind of like they did last year. New Orleans, they lost a lot, too. Drew Brees is obviously, you know, he's getting older. I mean, he still can do stuff, but it's not to that level. So I'm probably going to – and obviously Tampa Bay with Jameis. I love Jameis, but, you know, he's a rookie, and they need a better defense, like, and a much better offensive line. Like, it's terrible. That offensive line is crap. So I would probably go to Atlanta and the NFC South.
Yeah, I'm going with Atlanta, too. The NFC South. Okay, Eric Robinson's listening because the Atlanta Falcons have everything going for them right now. I believe their running back is rookie Trevon Coleman from Indiana. And they also have Matt Ryan, great quarterback, again.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy White, he's been there for a long time, great wide receiver. And they also have Julio Jones, another great wide receiver. So this Falcons offense is going to lead them to the NFC South title, lead them possibly to the playoffs. We will see how that goes. But division champion. Colts in the AFC South. Broncos in the AFC West. Pittsburgh AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
maybe Baltimore in the AFC North.
Oh God. Oh, Baltimore.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, you know, Pittsburgh's got some things to got shore up. I mean, like,
oh, Baltimore's got a lot more than they got. Well, Baltimore has a lot that they need to figure out. Especially on the offensive side of ball. Torrey Smith is gone. Justin Forsett is like. Owen Daniels went to Denver. Gary Kubiak, offensive coordinator, went to Denver. I just see a lot around with the Ravens. But anyway, yeah. I have Pittsburgh going to the North. Cowboys are the NFC East. Seattle is the NFC West, I guess. NFC North goes to Green Bay because who can compete with them? Because Minnesota. And even Minnesota is not that great. And the NFC South, I give it to Atlanta, like we said before.
And the West, you said you picked Seattle, right?
Right, Seattle.
Yeah, I think St. Louis is the only team who could maybe get into the wild card or who might push Seattle a little bit with their defense, but as it's still, you can't bet against Seattle. I mean, like, as far, like St. Louis would be a wild card. Like,
right.
Seattle's winning
that
NFC West.
Yeah, St. Louis can make noise now that they have Nick Foles, who is a great quarterback, as I explained earlier on the show. So we have 4 minutes left. Let's go for it. Super Bowl 50. Who is playing in Super Bowl 50?
I'm going to stick with my original prediction, and I'm going to say the New England Patriots will be playing the Green Bay Packers.
Who wins?
I'm going to go with Green Bay, man. Like, it's not just a homer thing. I just, like, with Green Bay, you know, like, I mean, even in 2010, they had, like, 14 players on IR when they won the Super Bowl. It was like a total, like, you know, they came from the wild card, like they came totally out of the blue and won the Super Bowl. I just think, like, especially with Rodgers having a couple more years, I'm now like, as far as, you know, reps and just his, he's so much more confident now. I just think he's just going to keep rolling. And I have a feeling, like, I really think Green Bay wants to redeem themselves from last year, like, and they want it really bad. I know New England wants it, obviously. I mean, you saw the other night, like, New England's fired up, but it'll be entertaining if it happens. So what are your predictions, Steve?
All right, I'm going to start off by saying I have the Miami Dolphins upsetting the Patriots in the divisional round in New England, in Foxborough, because, like I said, the Dolphins have a great –
ball.
And I don't see the Patriots defense doing any better than the Dolphins defense. So, who do I have the Dolphins playing the NFC Championship game against the Dolphins? The Indianapolis Colts. I have the Colts and the Cowboys in Super Bowl 50. And while I would love to go with this, I'm not going to. You are, and this is to end the show, by the way, so everybody know. The Super Bowl 50 champions will be the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh. All right.
So, it is officially 1 minute to Football Sunday. This has been a special edition of SDU Wild, the 2015 NFL season preview, SDU Wild, Steven Herr. On Twitter, at Friday Fanatic 2. Casey Wallace on Twitter, at Casey Wallace. Andrew Powell, at Andrew R. Powell. The network at 3 o'clock Sports and Life, or at MSO Radio. Let's go, Cowboys. Let's have a good season, everybody.
Let's go, Pack. Football's back, baby.